Well, Paul, how do you feel after that?
Relieved, to be honest. Obviously, it's been a tough season and it's been up and down in the Championship. Obviously, getting 3 points taken off us has put us back in the relegation battle, but the lads really dug in today. The fans got behind us and obviously we finished it off tonight.
I asked a couple of your teammates this, so I'll ask you the same. What did that 3-point deduction do in terms of motivating you?
I think it just spurred us on. Obviously, we heard about it. Obviously, we're a bit gutted, but obviously we're more determined. And we had, I think, three games to get. I think really a win. I think that would have seen us through. But I think against Norwich, what a massive point that was. Because obviously, going into the last two games, we could have been on the same points.
When the goal went in with about 5 minutes to go, did you think, oh dear, this could all end badly?
To be honest, well, obviously we've conceded late goals, but like I say, the lads have dug in, the defence have been strong, obviously in midfield, been strong as well, and the attackers have worked the socks off tonight, and everyone's dug in and we're chuffed to bits that it's all put to bed now.
Yeah, I was going to say, when you came here in the summer as well, was the aim just to stay in the Championship? Was that the plan?
Well, I spoke to him, but I thought with the team that we had, we could have kicked on and got a mid-table finish, to be honest. We've had some, I don't know, like last-minute goals going against us. Two games against Blackpool. What else was there? Fulham at home. There's loads of games that we've dropped points, so we're a bit disappointed with that, but it's a great achievement to stay in this the league with some of the big teams, and obviously we're all chuffed to bits to stay in the league, to be honest.
How damaging could it have been to drop back down to League One, do you think?
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing worse getting relegated. I've never been relegated in my career. Touch wood, it'll never happen. But obviously it's damaging, really, to be honest. Your confidence is low, and you've seen teams gone down from the Championship, then out of League One as well. So, yeah, I think the confidence really to get relegated. But next year, I'm sure we'll get some fresh faces in and we'll push on again and have a real good crack at it.
There were some comments this week from the Millwall striker Lee Gregory saying that he felt that you might bottle it in the push for a place in the Championship next season in that fight for survival. Did you guys know about those comments? Did you use those comments at all?
Yeah, we knew about them. It got plastered all over his changing room, to be honest, in training. So I think, like I say, it spurred us on, and I think he was just having trying to get into his heads. But like I say, the lads dug in, and I think we've retweeted him, to be honest, just celebrating in the changing room. So like I say, people have got to go down, and I think the three that have gone down deserve to go down, because I think we've been capable of staying up this year, and we've played some good football.
So where does the club go from here then? You say you can build on it next season. What's the target? If this season you've managed to stay in the Championship, what can you do next year?
Well, obviously we build on results that we've let ourselves down this year. I mean, we've played some good teams this year, and we've played really well against them and not got results. Maybe too many draws, so turn them draws into wins and see where we can push on next year. Maybe mid-table, top half. You know what I mean? It's going to be tough. I mean, the Championships is tough. Every game, you never know what's going to happen. And like I say, we're going to be ready next year, and we'll enjoy this moment while it lasts.
And now it means you can go to Leeds, your former club, next week and enjoy it.
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, it had been a tough game against Leeds, because I was there for 2 years, and I know what their crowd's like, and they'll won't want them to lose a Yorkshire derby. So it's nice to go there knowing we've done the business now, and I'm sure obviously we'll prepare well against them, and hopefully get a result, take it on to next year.